Sad Pod Episode 25. All Thanks Disney. Recorded live June 28th, 2016.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, I'm currently in my bathroom
at Disney because my Wi-Fi just cut out on me. We're currently having technical difficulties, but that's nothing different to what SadPod normally happens. Really? Really? Really bad. Okay, anyway, Disney, that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm a Disney fanatic. I went there for my first time in 2000 for my honeymoon. And I've been going ever since. I went on my 5th anniversary. I've been an annual pass holder. I'm a gold pass holder. I've been to Disneyland, Disney World, Euro Disney, on the cruise, and I'm back now dragging my daughter around. And I've got a bunch of other Disney fanatics on the show, and we're going to speak to you live about our Disney fanaticism. Joining me on tonight's show are Mr. Christopher Burkhart.
Hello.
Mr. Kevin Clem.
Hello.
Mr. Craig Levine.
Howdy, y'all.
Mr. Keith Johnson.
Hello.
And following in the rear, we've got Mr. Nick Figgle.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Wow, and that's great, because I actually didn't know these people were on the show, because we've all been having kid issues, because it's summertime, and summertime brings out the beasties. Okay, on this Disney show, you guys have had some questions in advance, but we're going to basically talk our Disney nerddom. I'm in a room that is approximately, it feels like 3 inches by 3 inches, but it's probably something more about 4 inches, 4 feet by 4 feet. So if you can hear a really awful echo, well, that's what it is. Okay, starting with Mr. Keith Johnson, since you weren't on last night. Why do you want to be on a Disney show, Keith?
Well, I've grown up with Disney, so it's pretty much enjoying. I went to Disney my first time when I was 13 with my grandparents, and really that was the start of it, going to Disneyland at 13 years old and seeing this wonderful place for the first time, and it's just been magical ever since, you know.
So you've been to both the world and the land?
Yes, I was 13 when I went to Disneyland. That's the only time I've been there. And then I went to Disney World when I was 16. And then again, when I was in college twice. And those are the last two times that I've been there. But the last time I proposed to my wife there. So.
Okay. Since none of us have, the benefit of knowing your actual age and doing the math, what years were those?
Oh gosh, now you need me to say years, huh? Well, the Disney World, when I went there the last two times, that was 2003 and 2004. And then the previous time I was 16, so that was 12 years before that. And then when I was 13, that was 3 years before that, so 89?
89. Okay, so a long, long time ago, back when Disney was quite different to what it is today, 89, that would have been pre-Animal Kingdom, and that would have been, yes. I think, Disney Studios, or MGM, as most of us still call it, would have only just been opened.
Right. When I went, when I was 16, I think they were just at MGM. They were just finishing up the Tower of Terror. So we weren't even able to go on it because they were still working on it.
Okay, so let's switch this over because we've got a lot of people on today's show because Disney nerdom runs that deep. Mr. Burkhart, let's just pretend that you weren't on last night and tell us, why is it that you think that you should be on a Disney show?
Because I grew up Disney. I lived 2 hours south of Disneyland, and that was kind of the summer vacation all the way up until... my last time there was my senior year before I moved out of California for my senior night. So essentially, all the school districts in the area get Disney from closed to open. So yeah, bunch of hormonal kids. And then once my wife is finished with her military training, as soon as she flies in, we're flying out to Port Canaveral, Florida, for our honeymoon cruise 7 years late.
And what ship are you going on? Where are you going?
We are hoping to go on the Fantasy to the Western Caribbean, to the Virgin Islands, is where we're hoping to. Unless the new ships are out. I do not remember when the next ship is coming out.
Okay, so your next thing is a cruise. Now, Mr. Craig Levine, I know you've been on a cruise, right?
Three of them, that's right.
And so what qualifies you as a Disney nerd?
Growing up in Florida.
Who was
you know, that? That was not me.
Live, folks.
I was 2.5 hours away growing up. I'm only three and a half hours now, and it's always been a part of our lives. Just, well, you know, somewhere in my 20s, I kind of stopped going, picked it back up with kids, and now it's a whole new experience. I want to be on this show to share some kind of little tidbits of, you know, general Disney knowledge, maybe some hidden jewels, and maybe learn some from others. Hidden Mickeys, you know, all kinds of neat stuff. There's so many obscure Disney things. It's just such a big entity.
Now, you're one of these people that went to Disney before you can even remember, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a picture where I can see I'm there, and I have no memory of that age, somewhere around 4.
So, Mr. Kevin Clem, you're another one that can't remember your first trip to Disney. Is that right? Or is it just that's one of those vague ones? I think you said you were 5, right?
I found out my first trip to Disney was when I was an infant. It was in 1980, and I don't remember that at all. But around 1983, I went, and we went over, I think it was 83. We went over Easter vacation from school. I was in kindergarten, and they had an Easter egg hunt. And that was my first Disney memory, was doing an Easter egg hunt around the park.
Wow. And you said, I think, because, we'll pretend that we didn't speak last night, but didn't you say they were really cool gifts?
There were like toys and stuffed animals, and there was candy, but it was like really good candy, you know, like Disney cookies and cool stuff like that.
Wow. And you've been going to Disneyland ever since. You're one of the people on this show who has only been to the land, right?
That's correct. I've only been to Disneyland.
Well, see, it's funny because, I mean, I'm so used to seeing people go to Disney World, I forget that, you know, that people haven't done them both. And we've got a good split on this show. And following up on the rear is Mr. Nick Fickle. And you've only been to the world, right, Nick?
Correct. I've only been to Disney World.
And you're one of these people that went as an adult for the first time, or at least later teens, right?
Yes. 97, actually. I looked back after we talked. It was for high school marching band. We were in all the parades. And once we kind of got through that, we actually did go to all the different parks, I think 2 days that we had left over in our trip. So, yeah, that was my first time.
Now, if I remember correctly, when was the castle done up with frosting? Was that 97? Did the castle look like a big pink cake?
That sounds familiar. I do believe so.
And I think that was the 25th anniversary or something around then.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Wow. And how do you, now, you've only been the 3 times, correct?
Correct, 3 times.
So you want to be on this show to learn as much as anything, but you're basically a nerd in training, right?
Yes, a nerd in training. I live probably about an hour and a half away, and I have a second kid on the way, so I'm sure I'll be there lots of times.
So you planning on when people first move to Florida, and you could probably speak to this as well, Kevin, about where you are in California, most people just consider having a Disney pass a basically taxation.
Yeah.
You know, I when I first moved to Florida back in 2008, my wife and I got annual passes, and we just considered that was Disney tax. You know, to live in the state, you had to have that because you basically had to go to the parks.
Right.
Now, are you an annual pass holder, Kevin?
No, we've considered it, but we can't really afford the trip that often because when we go, we like to go big.
Okay, please explain. So does that mean staying on property?
Staying on property if possible, but at least at a good neighbor hotel and going for, you know, for a good 3-4 days minimum up to, you know, a little over a week.
Okay, now, so you say you have stayed on property at Disneyland, right?
Yeah, I have. I've stayed at the Disneyland Hotel, the Paradise Pier as well.
Okay, have you stayed at the Grand California?
No, but we will be next year.
Ooh, so big times ahead. Now, what did you think about the Disneyland Hotel, and how long ago was that?
Disneyland Hotel is when I was a little kid. I don't remember it too well, but I do. Paradise Pier was just last year, and it was pretty amazing. Even though it's the furthest hotel from the parks, you know, it's a good 10-minute walk or so. Still, all the little details, the pool upstairs and everything, it was great. And the view of the parks and Fantasmic was amazing.
Wow. Okay, now let's switch this back to you, Keith. Did you used to stay on property, certainly as an adult? And if not, is that a plan for you in the future with your kids?
We stayed on property both times that we went as adults. And when I bring my kids, we hope to be able to stay on property. Obviously, it's a little more expensive usually, but it's just the whole Disney experience, you know, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, it's Disney. So I love that experience.
Okay, now what hotels have you stayed at?
We've only stayed at the All-Star Resorts. We stayed at the All-Star Movie and the All-Star Sports. So.
And what did you find that was the most fun about staying? Was it just the fact, total immersion?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, from the moment you wake up, it's, like I said, everything's Disney. So you get out of bed and you're watching the Disney shows on the TV and everything's decorated in Disney. And then you go out of your hotel room and everything's bigger than life out there. And it's just, you know, fun. It just screams fun from the time you open your eyes.
Okay, now back to you, Chris. You went to Disneyland. Yep. Did you stay in the hotels or were you a day tripper?
No, we were day trippers. We'd always drive from San Bernardino up and then leave right around the, as it's closing, is when we would be leaving, and we'd just sleep in the car.
Wow. Because, I mean, there is some pretty chintzy hotels around Disneyland, I must admit. I mean, I think I remember one that looked like an Excalibur-type place when I was there, and I've stayed in a couple of them, but I've also stayed on property. But
Sometimes the car is cleaner, that's all.
Yeah,
most of those chintzy hotels around Disneyland are gone. They've been replaced with pretty nice places.
Well, I mean, I think the last time I was there was back in 2013, and you can see them, but there's definitely a lot of open space opening up, and it's definitely much cleaner, especially since they opened up that new arcade. Now, Chris, when was the last time you were at Disneyland?
2003, actually. Every time I've been wanting to go down, like, to Florida, to Disney World or things like that, basically either the wife got pregnant one time or...
How did that happen? Things. No.
That's a different show.
Yeah, right.
Is that the Birds and the Bees show? Yeah. It's funny you should say that, because my wife and I, when we first, we went on a Disney cruise and absolutely loved it. In fact, I honestly don't believe there is anything better than Disney cruising. Disney cruising to me is the ultimate cruise. Okay. And while we were on board, we booked a trip on the Panama Canal, which was a 10-day cruise on Disney, and we got pregnant. So we had to cancel it. So my daughter is I don't want to say consolation prize, but we could have been on a Panama Canal cruise. Okay, now let's switch this over to Mr. Craig. When was the last time you were at Disney, mate?
3 months ago.
So you're a regular. Now, do you have annual pass or do you just have tickets?
This year we bought a 3-day, so the last trip was with 13 of us family members, and we worked it so we had 1 day left that we're going to use in a week from Saturday. You know, in Florida, like you said, it's a tax. I mean, you can't even drive by the place without stopping.
Well, I mean, you can't drive past the place. You can't drive past the place because it's so huge as well.
Yeah.
Now, which do you prefer? Do you prefer going into the parks or do you prefer cruising?
Oh, my God. I mean, if you want to relax on your vacation, then the cruise is the best. And for any of you that are looking forward to a cruise or don't know, my personal favorite space in the world where I just want to spend every day would be Castaway Cay. I could just stay at Castaway Cay as long as the weather's nice, I guess. But it just seems like that that beach experience with the Disney flair to it. And I've got some just really special memories with some family that's not with us anymore. So maybe that holds more power, but that place is just something else.
Now, Craig, did you ever actually do the Castaway Cay marathon?
You mean running?
Yeah.
Isn't there a lot of water?
That would involve running.
that's not for Disney.
No, there's a lot of marathons and 5Ks, 10Ks, you know, all kinds of to triathlons, and you know, I've certainly known people to be doing those, not you know, all kinds. And somebody's got to start this conversation. Now that Disney owns, you know, the Star Wars franchise, you know, there's just a whole nother arm of it to label everything off of.
Let's switch over to favorite rides then in that case. And since Nick is being kind of Mr. Quiet, Nick, do you have a favorite Disney ride?
I always enjoyed Space Mountain. It's always so dark in there, and I always feel like I'm going to lose my noggin going through all those turns.
Okay.
Have you ever done Space Mountain with the lights on?
No, I have not.
It's not impressive, I'll tell you that.
That's probably why they're always off.
Are we still on Disney? okay, Kevin, favorite ride?
Haunted Mansion.
Good one.
Okay, Haunted Mansion, because it's had a few iterations. And funny, every time I go to Disneyland, it's always in the Christmas one, you know, the Nightmare Before Christmas. But yeah, Haunted Mansion was probably one of my favorites, and it was certainly my favorite as a kid. Has it been your favorite always, or is it one of those things
it has been my favorite since I was a kid. Always my favorite ride. I even had as a kid, I still have it, I have a record, a Disney record that's the Haunted Mansion ride, like the soundtrack, all of the sound effects, all of the narration, all of the songs, and I used to play that as a kid all the time.
Well, what about you, Keith? What's your favorite?
I'm going to have to agree with the Haunted Mansion. I've always enjoyed that as a kid and as an adult too, you know, and seeing the changes in it over the year, and it's still just as fun and cool and neat to see all the ghosts.
Now, you've been to both Disneyland and Disney World. Do you remember what it was like for each of each?
I do somewhat. Like It looking at pictures online and stuff definitely helped me jog my memory of the younger ones at Disneyland, but yeah, you know, there's it's really cool because there's some things that are the same and some that are just slight differences, and you notice them if you think about it, but it's just a great experience no matter which one you go on. So
okay, now I'm going to throw this out to Chris, and I know the answer already because it's the same answer as yours and Kevin's. Isn't that correct, Chris? It's Haunted Mansion for you too?
Oh, yeah, but at the same time, part of me was thinking of the Star Wars ride before Disney owned Star Wars at Disneyland.
Okay. What's that called again?
Star Tours.
Star Tours, correct. That's it. Okay, now, Craig, favorite ride?
Well, it's so hard, but I'm just right now. I'm kind of Rock and Roller Coaster freak. Really like that ride. Everest is really cool. Jeez, I mean, I like that old favorite ride. If we're even going down there, it would definitely be 2,000 Leagues. You know, Under the Sea. Obscure ride might be, and not even a ride, but at one of the water parks where they have you swim across the fish and this whole fake Disney reef, but it's actual sharks down there. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, so much Disney. I mean, they're all good.
Okay, I'm going to interject. Haunted Mansion for me was my favorite when I first went there. When I was a kid, I saw a Disney special. It was 1974. It was on the Wonderful World of Disney, and I was sitting in Australia, jealous as all can be about Disney, and I saw the Haunted Mansion, and when I went there, it lived up to every expectation. However, on a hot summer's day, you cannot beat Splash Mountain. No. You can't beat Splash Mountain on a hot summer's day. I love that drop at the end. It's just the best. And making faces and finger signs and whatever else, and hopefully not getting blacked out by the Disney censors. And recently, Disney's really done a good job with, I mean, I know this is for more the world addicts, but it's out there at California Disney as well, is the 3D experience with Toy Story. Toy Story Mania. Yeah. Now that's
a huge, great ride. Yeah.
And you can't, and Soarin' as well. I mean, and Soarin' is coming through its next iteration. I haven't seen it at this time because when you've got a toddler, it limits your experience, and that's something we can talk about as well. But those things, there's just too many. But I wish I could travel back in time, and I would love to do 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, because that's the other one I saw on the Disneyland special.
Oh, yeah. And it was amazing. It was. Yeah, now, there's so many things, like, so many things that have been gone and replaced. You know, 20,000 Leagues is now Mine Train, and Mine Train is an amazing ride.
Mine Train? What, you,
The dwarf, Mine 7 dwarf Mine Train.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was good.
David, you've got to do the baby swap rider. I mean,
I've done it.
It's a lifesaver.
I've done it. I did it last time, and we did it a couple of times. I must admit, I'm not as keen on the new Fantasyland renovations. There were a couple of rides that I would love to have seen. I would love to have seen Skyway, and I would love to have seen some of the early Epcot rides, but I didn't. And that's just the way life goes. Kevin, extinct rides. Now, give me two, because you mentioned one the other night, so I want to hear some of the things that you just miss with a passion.
I think it was called the Journey Through Inner Space. Was a ride at Disneyland and it was one where they shrank you down and put you in a human body, and you got to take this tour of the human body. And then when you emerged out over Tomorrowland, and it was a great ride. I still remember it very fondly.
I remember the world version of that, absolutely.
That there was a world version?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The whole inner space thing. And that was with the Honey I Shrunk the Kids franchise. Maybe that wasn't Disney, but it was that time of space, you know, somewhere around there, right?
Okay, then Keith.
This was way before that, I think.
Yeah, it's a long time. The one that
the closing date was in 1985. So
yeah.
Oh man, well maybe I'm off, but I think I'm mixing it up. Maybe we you know, with Epcot, Epcot has so many things in and out. And anyone know what Epcot stands for?
I could give you a definition that's too rude for the show. No, Experimental Prototype City of Tomorrow, is that right?
I think it is.
Yeah, there's a couple of derivations. I've heard them a few times. It's one of those things that it was imprinted in my brain and it got deleted.
Epcot needs a little bit of a overhaul. It's just not that City of Tomorrow anymore.
It does. Actually, speaking of that, though, Keith, you've been to the world.
Yeah.
What's your favorite park?
What's my favorite park? I would definitely have to say, right from the last time I went, it would have to be the Animal Kingdom. I just, you know, it's cool, and it's not big. You can do it, especially if you have kids in, you know, less than a full day. So, you know, you can take that break in the middle of the day and not worry about it. And you know, it's a lot of fun seeing all the animals, seeing the parade. The Tree of Life is absolutely gigantic with all the carvings in it and everything. So it's just a cool place. And with Everest now and you know, all the rides, and then it's going to get even better when they add the Avatar Land, whatever they're going to call it. I forget what it's called, Pandora or whatever it is. So I love the Animal Kingdom.
Now, Nick, you've only been to the world. Is there any park that stuck out to you that you thought that was the one?
I'd also have to agree. I liked Animal Kingdom. I liked that you could go through there pretty quickly, you know, at least for a whole day. You didn't have to split it all up. And I think I would agree. I think that's probably my favorite one.
Did you guys do the shows there? Like, I really love the Nemo show or whatever it's called, and the Lion King, unbelievable shows.
I did see the Lion King show. That was awesome. Very good.
Is this still in my head?
Now, that leads me into something else that I want to throw out to Chris and Kevin, since they're our Disneyland people. Chris, now, when we were kids, we go for the rides and we go for the thrills. Did you ever focus much on the parade or the shows at Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of the tradition, was we'd always go and we'd watch. Sometimes we'd try to get to the front curb for the parade, but we'd always watch the show, and we'd get as close to the castle as possible. And almost always, we'd have almost always the best seats, which works out, especially when you're younger, if you're up front versus like some people who are kind of stuck in the back, having to be propped up and that sort of thing.
So your parents were the sort of people that would be there like the hour beforehand, obstructing traffic?
No, actually, basically, we'd grab food, and usually we were sometimes sitting down right there at the on the grass eating.
So what's your parade strategy, Kevin? Because you've got a lot of strategies for this stuff, right?
You know, we don't really rush down to get to the best seating on the parades, because we find it almost doesn't matter where you are for most of the parades. You're going to get a good show. However, for Fantasmic, which at Disneyland is currently closed, I think, for the next year, for Fantasmic, I cannot stress enough how awesome and valuable and amazing the VIP dinner and seating you can get from the Blue Bayou is. That is worth every penny.
And
you get to have dinner at the Blue Bayou, and then you get access, you get a little seat cushion, and you get to go right to the front and sit on your cushion at the very front of the lake and watch Fantasmic, and it's so worth it.
Nice. It definitely at Disneyland. Now, between the two parks, which is your favorite?
I've never been to World.
There are two parks now at Disneyland. Between the California Adventure and that, is California Adventure just a meh?
I like California Adventure a lot, but I would still give points above to Disneyland. I like Disneyland. I like the history of it. I like to nerd out about all the little details. There's not as much of that at California Adventure, but there are some really good rides there.
Are you one of these people that walks past the signage for the exclusive club and points it out to everybody as you go?
Club 33. Yeah, I took a group of people that were standing there talking about the door last time we were there. I'm like, oh no, come with me. Walk them around the corner. I'm like, this is the new door. This is where people go through now. So yes, I nerd out a lot about that.
So you nerd out about the history. So you're one of these people that looks up the extinct rides and tries to look for the little, I want to say urban exploration artifacts that show where things once were?
I do. I look up things about even some of the buildings that are there that predate Disneyland. Which I don't know where they've moved some of those to, because some of those were back in the ranch area, which is being replaced by Star Wars Land. Yeah, some of those buildings predate the park and go back to when that was actually a working farm.
Is there a tour in California to, mm-hmm. to experience that? Like, because I know at Hollywood Studios or MGM, there's like this backstage tour, and you get this history lesson, if you will, or movies and props.
There is no backstage tour at Disneyland anymore. However, my wife and I are taking the closest thing there is to it, which is a Disney Studios tour. Where I think they throw a little bit of that in it, but they used to take you like into the underground tunnels and really go into the history and the way the park works. But they said that spoils too much of the magic for people, so they don't do it anymore.
if I understand, they just don't have the acreage in California like they do in Florida. So things are, that's probably the single biggest difference, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't been out there.
It's hard to say when you haven't seen either or the other, though, mate. It really is.
Yeah.
Keith could probably comment, and obviously so can I, but there's people, you know, you said to me the reason that you didn't, because you got a chance to go to Disneyland, correct?
I was there with family, and it was like we were in Orange County, and we were doing driving tours every day, and it was, what do you want to do? San Diego one day, L.A., whatever. And I had my hand up real high for Disneyland, and, you know, I got the old, it's the same as Disney World, we're not going. And obviously, I could have made a very compelling argument, but arguments in that sense would have been useless, so...
Now, Keith, what would you say to that? Do you think that it's pointless to go to Disneyland if you've been to Disney World?
No, they have different things to offer. You know, they have, granted, Magic Kingdom and Disneyland are quite similar, but then there's the California Adventure part of it and stuff. And I've never experienced that, and because I was a kid when I went to Disneyland, so I would actually love to go to Disneyland again.
Yeah, if it was just the four, or at the time it was four, now we're five, but if we didn't have extended family, I would have been there without a question. You know, David, you've been to the most parks here. Tell us, you know, about like Euro Disney or you know, some of these other experiences.
Well, it's funny, and I didn't start till I was an adult. I mean, the idea, Disney was special to me when I was a kid, and it was unattainable because, I mean, I grew up in Australia. And then I got here, my wife says to me, well, we'll do a cruise, but we couldn't get the visa thing sorted out. So she says, well, let's go to Disney. And we've been going ever since. We went in 2000. We went to Disney World, and we went to Disneyland the same year as well. And then we went to, in 2005, we did exactly the same thing. And what I found was there's a little bit difference. It's like the difference between English in America and English in Australia. Disneyland is a little bit different, and in fact some of the rides in Disneyland are much, much, much better. And I'll be honest with you, in some of the rides in Disney, in Euro Disney or in Disneyland Paris, are better again, because the people in Paris, they're not as worried about being scared. And the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland Paris is better than any of them. So I do that compare and contrast thing.
My kids are terrified of the Haunted Mansion. I just had to tell you guys that. The only times I've been on it in the last 10 years are if we skip that first room.
What, are you kidding me?
That's the best room.
Wow. I didn't know that was an option.
I
didn't either.
I didn't want to derail there, but I just had to let you guys know. I mean, I had to put them kicking and screaming, and you can divert that room completely, because that is a pretty scary room for little kids, I think.
Well, I know my wife was scared by it, and that was one of the things about when she was going as a kid. You know, she had to build up to those things. And we just narrowly missed out on taking Ellie the other day, but she loved Pirates of the Caribbean. So, I mean, and she's too young to really even understand.
She's too young to understand and get some imprints, you know, like, you know, you're going to go home and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is going to be all she wants to watch.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, well, you bring up another interesting question. Now, Nick.
Yes.
Who is your favorite Disney character? Because everybody has one, right?
I always liked the Mad Hatter. Just crazy, crazy character all the time.
So basically, you associate with somebody who is suffering. Was it lead poisoning that used to cause hatters to go mad?
I think so.
Yeah, mercury.
No, but okay, let's skip it onto the main characters. Which one of the big four do you associate with? Are you a duck? Are you a mouse? Are you a pseudo dog?
The duck. I'd say the duck.
We're all dads. We're all ducks.
Yeah.
We're all ducks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that brings up a question. Chris, are you duck?
No, I'm snowman. It's either Olaf or it's Mickey, just because that's all I grew up with. I've always been a Mickey fan. And then now with my little girls, I'm now Mickey, who all we watch is Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I can practically recite the entire song by memory. and then
it's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Sorry, go on.
I honestly think Olaf kind of beats all the main four, though. Mainly because he can be impaled and just walk away like it doesn't even bug him.
So it's his invincibility?
Yeah.
and the fact that he's not scared of hot weather?
He ain't scared of anything.
You know, his weakness would be coming where I live, where it's 104.
Okay, now Kevin, you're duck, firmly duck camp, right?
Well, I would have said goofy until I was a dad, but now I'm firmly in the duck camp. Okay, my kids have seen to that.
What is it about the duck that you really connect with? Is it the fact that he doesn't wear pants?
David's been
There is that. He seems to get kind of burned by everyone he knows all the time, and it makes him mad. And I'm really glad that he gets to lash out in ways that I can't.
So you're saying that you like the duck because he gets to lash out irrationally?
I do, because I can't do that.
So you're living vicariously through a sailor with no pants.
You never know. That could be, in my ancestry, too. So.
Okay, Keith, what camp do you stand in when it comes to the big four or the big characters?
Well, I guess, as a dad, since we're going there, I would definitely have to lean more towards the duck. I was definitely a Mickey fan growing up and everything. Even to this day, when I doodle, when I'm bored and I'm just scratching around on paper, it just naturally comes. I start drawing those three circles to make the Mickey head, and it just always seems to end up that way. And I don't know why. It's just subconsciously that's what it is. But as a dad, the kids, they just get me going. And when I start raising my voice and I start trying to get mad to them, I'm sure I sound just like him, because they look at me and they go, huh? So
now let's take this over to you, Craig. Did you ever read the comic books as a kid?
No.
But you're firmly duck.
Well, I mean, with the kids, I just feel duck at this point. But with my little girl, she's really a big fan of Minnie. The boys were just a fan of everything. I like obscure, I wouldn't hardly call, Chip and Dale obscure. They're hugely fun. I mean, I could probably go through this house and get at least 30 different characters in stuffed form within 10 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, okay, now, it's ridiculous.
I have to say, though, I'm very anti Chip and Dale because of what they do to the duck. So as much as I quite like, rodents in general, if somebody ran them over with a tractor who was probably a duck, I would be quite happy about that. Now, so when we go to the parks, I'm going to start with you here, Chris. Do you go out of your way to get your photo taken with characters?
When I was younger, yes. And I have a feeling when we go either on the cruise, which my wife is and daughters already have like exactly which characters they want to see. So I think it'll kind of continue to where we have to get pictures with the characters and as many pictures as possible, because I feel like if you go to the park, and I forgot if it was you or somebody else, all you see is cameras, and that's basically that'll be us walking around with all of our cameras, especially our new digital SLR that we actually bought actually specifically for the cruise, so...
Well, Chris, let me give you a tip. If you prepay for the photo package, it will just be a fraction of the cost, and you'll get every single picture they take of you guys.
I think it's like $79 bucks to prepay for it, and you get everything, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're planning on doing.
Or if you get an annual pass, they throw it in.
Oh, wow. Do they?
I didn't know that.
Huh. Now, I will say this, that the quality of the people taking the photographs, you get what you pay for.
Well, this will be on the cruise, so a lot of our pictures will be taken by us, because they'll be from our stateroom balcony. Because we have 5 people, we have to get the balcony, which I'm not complaining about. But we're also going to be doing a lot of the, at least if it's still going on, the Elsa and Anna. Because I wanted to do the Star Wars cruises, but they feels like they almost you get what you pay for, basically. So they're a little bit higher price because the Imperial was there.
Yeah, well, the demand. You know, it's just the theme nights. Well, everything theme. I mean, geez.
Of course, of course. Let's talk about some memories here. I'm going to throw this to you, Mr. Nick. Give me your favorite memory from one of your trips to Disney. You've seen it in the questions, so
yeah,
I'm assuming you prepped.
I think my favorite thing that I experienced was probably last year when we went with all of our family. It was the last year I spent really on a big vacation with my dad, and we went to a character breakfast at the Grand Floridian, where, you know, Tigger, Mad Hatter, you know, all the other, I think there was at least 7 or 8 characters there that walked around while we were eating, and my son kept trying to grab Tigger's nose, and he was attacking Mickey's face while we were standing there trying to get pictures. And we had a lot of fun with family that time, and I think that's what I remember the most and I enjoyed.
See, and that's one of the things about being at Disney World. You don't actually have to be in a park to have a favorite memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Kevin, give me one of your favorite memories, and it can be recent.
Oh, I've got a lot, but I'm gonna go with one that is recent, which was just last year. We had my daughter who was 6 and was obsessed with Frozen, because every little girl was obsessed with Frozen, and my son who was a year old. Who also, because of his sister, was, you know, knew all the characters and obsessed. They had in the animation room at California Adventure was where the Frozen princesses were. We were there in line, and there was no one else waiting. And they came out, and they were talking to my son, and then they brought us into the room. And because no one else was in line, they closed the doors. And so we had about 20 minutes with just my family and Elsa and Anna from Frozen as this like personal time, one-on-one session with the kids and the princesses, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, that would be $18,000 if you were to order that and pay for it.
That's awesome. I'm sure, especially when it was at the height of Frozen fever too. I don't know why there was no line, but there was no line.
Okay, now I'm going to throw that to you, Craig. Give me one.
You know what? I'm going to go corny here, and it's not one particular event or one particular memory. I think it's the accumulation of all of it. I mean, you know, the water parks, just, you know, a monorail ride. I think, if I had to give you one, I would tell you probably like 1979 ride on the monorail sitting up front with the driver. You know, something silly like that.
We do that every year. That's like a big thing for us.
The feeling. I think any time the feeling is achieved of that moment, then I'm in my happy Disney place.
And I think we were going to continue with this question, Keith. Give me your favorite memory.
My favorite memory is from 2004, because that is when I proposed to my wife. I actually hired a company that helps with things like this, and they helped kind of surprise her. And we at Cinderella's castle, they have the wishing well along the backside of that castle. And someone came up to us while we were there and asked us if we wanted to make a wish in the wishing well. And she said, absolutely. So she's like, okay, close your eyes and, you know, take these pennies and throw them in the wishing well, count back from 100 and make a wish. And so we do, and she closes her eyes, and I go away while she's doing that and go into one of the shops around the corner. And then the lady that was there, my wife opens her eyes after counting back from 100. And she's like, my wife's like, where's my husband? She's like, oh, don't worry about that. You'll find out in a little bit. And she hands her a card that says something like, wild horses would never take me away from you. Go take a ride on the carousel. And so she goes and gets in line and takes a ride on the carousel. Meanwhile, there's a person also on the carousel taking pictures of her for me. So I have pictures of the entire experience. And then while she's on the carousel, another lady hands her another card that says something about It's a Small World, go and take a ride on It's a Small World. And she's like, are you kidding me? Do I really have to do this? And the lady's like, no, just walk over there. And so she walks over there and they give her another card that says, for one more surprise, go back to where this all started. And she walks back to the wishing well, and I'm standing there and she's, what's going on? And I had this whole thing that I wanted to say. And when I saw her, I couldn't say anything. But luckily I had a glass slipper that had Will You Marry Me on it, and I gave it to her and she looked at it, and we have a picture of this that said that, and I call it the Are You Kidding Me picture, because you can tell that's exactly what she's saying in the picture. and I go, no, I'm not. And I get down on my knee and I give her the ring, and of course she doesn't answer me. She pulls me up and kisses me and hugs me and cries. And I had to tell her I didn't get an answer yet. And of course she said, of course, yes. So that's my memory of my best memory of Disney World.
Well, since Keith has made us all seem really inadequate to our spouses.
So don't let your wives listen to the show.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we're not going to follow that, mate. We can't travel back in time. Now, Chris, I'm going to let you give us a favorite experience from your trips to Disney, and then we're going to have a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be playing my promo, and when we come back, we're only going to have one promo for the show, folks, and then we come back, we'll tie up the last 15 minutes of Disney, or near enough. Okay, Chris, favorite?
I would say my favorite actually was our senior trip. It was kind of our last time where we were kind of spending time with each other. Me and all of my friends would actually went to the Haunted Mansion and took pictures, like kind of posed like dead pictures and things like that. And sadly, we lost all the pictures, but because we're still high school friends, we kind of have been kind of still talking about it, still trying to find the pictures. But yeah, that's kind of mine. Nowhere close to Keith, who kind of feels like he upstaged us.
I should have done Keith's last, because I actually knew what it was anyway. So, okay, well, look, let's go to a commercial break, and you can hear about my new upcoming show, and it'll give us all a chance to maybe have a bit of a breath and a pee break. Can you cue that up for me there, Chris?
All right.
Hi, it's David McPhee again, the man with only slightly less passports than Jason Bourne. I'm about to take a hiatus to create my next podcast project, and I'm here to give you a little info. So, do you like hiking? Do you like hobos? Would you like to listen to a podcast that combines the two? Skippycast, the podcast about hobo-like travel, launches at the end of July 2016. So, whether it's with a backpack, a V-dub combi, or a bindle, I'm going to interview those modern-day James Cooks. The only rule being that the travel is unfettered by time schedules, work, and other rat race constraints. So come July, join me at skippycast.org. Now back to your regular programming.
Mind the gap, please. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
And we're back with our Disney chat after my live promo for, my promo, pre-recorded promo for my upcoming show in July. Again, I'm back from what was supposed to be a longer hiatus than now, because I'm at Disney and we're talking about Disney, and I'm at the Art of Animation, and Disney is what I love to talk about. Okay, now since we're all professed Disney nerds, and we really haven't talked much about our kids, but we all are probably planning our next trip, I'm going to start with you, Kevin, because yours is probably the most interesting upcoming trip. Do you want to tell us what you're planning in the future for Disney?
Well, my next trip is next summer, and it does not involve my kids. So my wife and I...
That's right. Sorry. My mistake.
My wife and I, for our 10th anniversary, we booked a Adventure by Disney tour.
What?
They call the Walt Disney Studios and Disneyland tour. where we're taking a 6-day tour of the studios. We're taking we get a tour of Walt Disney Studios. We get a tour of Disney Animation. We go to Jim Henson Studios. And the big one for me is we get to go take a tour of Disney Imagineering, which, you know, as a kid, that's what I wanted to do more than anything in the world, was be an Imagineer. And then on top of that, there's some backstage days at both of the parks. So, yeah, we're beyond excited for this tour.
But kids, when's that actually happening?
Next summer, next June. So
it's
a year from now.
For the Sad Pod Live from backstage.
Yeah, we had to sign NDA notices before we booked the tour, saying that we wouldn't tell people anything about what happens, you know, after the things we see on the tour, we're not allowed to talk about.
Oh, that's kind of
heat-struck children's under the, you know.
I have a feeling that when you walk on, they probably take your smartphone off of you.
I wouldn't be surprised, and you know what? I would surrender it happily.
Okay, well, let's skip this to you. We already know that you're going on a cruise, Chris, so we can kind of skip that one. Yeah. Keith, when's your next trip?
Well, we don't have one planned yet, but we were hoping to be able to go this year when I turned 40, but that didn't happen because of lots of different moving parts in this house currently. But we're hoping now that things are calming down and getting better that we can buy for Christmas next year. We're hoping to take a Disney vacation, whether it be a cruise or go down to Disney World for the holiday.
Now, I'm sorry, your kids have been before, right?
My kids have never been. My oldest is deathly afraid of people in costumes. So that has been our biggest problem up to this point, which is the biggest hurdle we were trying to cross.
Wow. Okay. Now,
they're midgets. I mean, they're
well, he,
they're,
the they're thing is, he knows that they're people in costumes. He knows that they're people in costumes. He's just, it's been something since he was a tiny kid that it's been a problem, but he's been gradually getting over it. We can get closer and closer. So we're hoping that by the time we get to go to Disney, that he'll actually be able to at least be in a park and see them.
Well, he's not the only one. I've seen it firsthand, and it's a real fear. Probably has a name.
Now, what about you, Nick? You're speculating about the future. When do you think that you can take your youngins to go?
I'm hoping, I'd say in about 2 years from now, when my daughter's a little bit older, because she's due on the 1st of July. But all the things I'm hearing, I don't know. Those cruises sound pretty tempting, you know. I think I might want to try one of the Disney cruises.
Oh, I definitely recommend it. I think the food on Disney cruise is some of the best food you can get.
All right, well, that's what I like.
Now, what about you, Craig? When's you do little stuff? When's the next big one?
Well, we don't do big. I mean, I guess we don't have big planned. The fact that we have a few things planned for this next. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Like, apparently, Minnie and Mickey talk at the theater on Main Street. We've never been in there. We've got a fast pass for that. You know, just trying to pick up on some things that the 2-year-old will really appreciate. The big one, I don't know. We just did the big one. I mean, for my wife's 40th was a cruise with friends. We went with two other couples and all their kids, and that was a big one.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you all an unlimited budget. I'm going to give you basically a golden ticket. And is there any park outside of the U.S. that you would like to go and visit? And I'm going to start that with you, Chris. Is there any of the international parks that have any appeal to you?
Actually, I told my wife that if her first duty station is Germany, we're going to Disney Europe. But technically it's U.S., but I still want to go to Aulani in Hawaii, so...
Aulani, Hawaii. Very nice. And what appeals to you about that?
Just because they geared everything towards the Hawaiian culture. They have the whole luau. Everything's kind of more geared. It's less Disney, more Hawaii.
Okay, so you're going to a place for less Disney about Disney.
it's to me, it's still the Disney experience. There's the... And I'm also one of those to where I always look for the hidden Mickeys, even sometimes in non-Mickey things. So.
Well, that's funny because we haven't talked about hidden Mickeys. That's one of the things we skipped. There's so much that you could talk about, though. All right. I'm going to give you an unlimited, Nick. Where are you going?
I really haven't looked into any of the other parks outside the U.S., so I don't know how to answer that.
Oh, you haven't. So you just want to get the stuff that's local over and done with first.
Yeah. So I would like to. Well, so I'd say probably go to California to experience that.
Now, what about you, Craig? Where are you going?
Japan.
Japan. Why?
Because it's just got to be so freaking crazy and like. I don't know. I mean, it must be Disney on acid or something. I don't know. It just Japan intrigues me anyway, and I just wanted to throw out how international this brand really is.
Yeah, because they've just opened. Yeah, because they've just opened the Shanghai Disney as well. Okay, we're getting close to the end, so I'm going to quickly throw it to you, Kevin. Quickly, what's the where are you going on an unlimited budget?
I would go to Euro Disney because Disneyland Disney. Parks are seem to be the most fun when you have friends to go with, and I have friends mm-hmm. that live 2 hours away from Euro Disney, so you know I could have them meet me there with their families, and we could go play. It'd be great.
Okay, and finally, Keith,
I would love to do Alani. I love the idea of I would just like to join Disney Vacation Club. Let me just say that. but Alani, that would be awesome. I've been to Hawaii, and I'd love to see how Disney does Hawaii.
Okay, well, I'm going to tie this show up by telling you that I've already been to Euro Disney, and it was great, but I think I'm with Craig. I want to go and see the absolute craziness that is Japan, because it just absolutely looks amazing. And from what I understand, they're very polite about standing in line, which is something that just really appeals to me. The idea that people will stand in line and not try to push. That's just awesome. Okay, we're closing. There's not much left of the show. I actually am going home tomorrow, and I will be done with Disney for the foreseeable future until I can drag my daughter back. Probably be her first birthday. But who knows? I've got an annual pass. I only live an hour or so away. I'd like to thank my guests on tonight's show, which is Mr. Craig Levine.
See you real soon.
Kevin Clem.
Good night, gentlemen.
And finally, Mr. Nick Figgle.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this live show that was kind of impromptu from Disney. If you want to see what these handsome devils look like, of course, get along to our website and check out the cast page for bios and contact info. Follow us on Twitter at SadPod. Check us out on our Facebook page. Find out when we're going live again. And special thanks to Micra and me for the use of the rather excellent Super Daddy Fun Day. And everybody have a Super Daddy Fun Day. I hope my baby sister doesn't get in the way.